The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday. We have Crazy Cash. That's $1,000 that could be yours now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, this hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody. It is check. Take the keyword check over to wild949.com. Look around. You'll find a spot to enter that keyword there. And that's all it takes to get you in the running for $1,000. Good luck.
No first talk back today.
What?
Yeah.
Aww. Nobody's listening today? Nobody gives a damn?
Apparently not. So no one's going to know about you breaking your damp January, Graham.
Aww. Nobody's listening, but I will tell you guys, you, Selena, and you, Jess, because take a moment, say your goodbyes.
What
to
happened?
Damp January. Dang it, I made it so close. Now, look, my damp January and my version of dry January is no weekday drinks. Of course, Niner games and things like that are there are certain exemptions, but it's no weekday drinking. Weekends, they're fine, but you know, it's a scaling back in the drinking in general, because I drank a lot over the holidays, just a lot, and I was like, I gotta go dry January again, my version of dry January, which is what a lot of people call damp January. And this week, my wife, look, she works for a incredible wine brand. They're called Bonterra. Anyways, they did like a little photo shoot at our house, not like models and stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like a lot of up close, like kitchen shots of glasses of wine and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's more like, you know, showcasing the product type stuff. But they needed a couple where they needed somebody to sit in, like, and hold the thing and like hold the glass and like, oh, take a sip of your spicy Savvy B or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. And they needed some still pictures of that and some video. And I got thrust into the mix somehow.
But you could have spit it out.
I thought it was the guy. Okay. Well, that's the thing. Have you ever done that before?
No, no.
They have those things at wineries, you know, where you can taste and then spit it out. Like, nobody uses that thing. It's been collecting dust for years.
Yeah, but if you were serious about your damp January, and they're like,
I was serious.
But then you wouldn't have swallowed.
It's a good point.
You would have spit it out.
Well, then I screwed up. And so, you know, a couple shoots later, oh, we got to do that one again. Okay, refill my glass, start again. Next thing you know,
I'm just
drinking my way through the whole thing. And this is like, you know, this is a Wednesday at noon or whatever, or Tuesday at noon. And once, you know, the floodgates are open, then I had a couple more glasses. And then they have just, I mean, they're pouring. Selena, you would have been in heaven. I mean, the amount of wine that was getting poured just to not be drank, I was like, well, don't waste, you know, waste that one now that you've just taken a picture of it.
Give it here.
It over here. At least I've never tried that one. Let me try this one. And then, you know, floodgates are open. One thing led to another, and then I drank again last night.
Oh,
dang
it! That's what I was going to add. So the whole damn January thing is out the window now. I mean, we're almost done anyways.
Do I have to, do a couple rollover days to, like, next month to make up for it? Because really, I didn't really start damp January because we were on kind of holiday break till, like, the 5th or something.
Right.
And I drank my way all the way till then.
So do you really think you're not going to, this weekends are exempt anyways.
Right.
So you would drink this weekend?
Yeah.
And then
I can make it through next week.
You should do next week. And then you're going to drink during the Super Bowl weekend anyways. So,
yeah.
I think you should do next week still, though, to make up for it.
I bet you maybe I can go all next month.
What?
Do you think?
As part of a, you know, get healthier.
Wow.
So you're the only one that was like, look, I'm going to drink less. I'm doing damp January. We didn't make any promises this year. I learned my lesson last year.
Set the bar low non-existent.
Yes. So you're the only one that said, okay, I'm going to do damp January. If we had given you like a punishment, if you had broken it, do you think you would not have drank at this photo shoot?
I think it was impossible not to.
Like, so you still would have drank.
I think it was impossible not to. Anytime you have to, like, we got to take a picture of you taking a sip. Oh, I'm not sending it back into the glass. It's delicious.
Could you have substituted it with, like, a different drink that looked like wine?
No.
Not for this.
Yeah, they needed to see, like, pours as it's happening.
Wow.
You know?
Well, Graham, I'm disappointed in you.
Wow.
Yeah, you let us down.
It was fun while it lasted, guys.
Yeah. By this point, who cares? Just drink up.
Yeah, it's the 29th. I mean, come on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. I have nothing creative to say this morning, but I just heard that you had no early morning talkbacks. So I'm calling in to say hello. Happy Thursday. Have a great day. Let's go. And I don't know what else to say. So, yeah, have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, there you go. All right, we're on the board with Talkback.
Yes.
The show can begin.
All right, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And it's time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Shout out to all the high schoolers in the East Bay yesterday who walked out to let their voices be heard in a peaceful protest. Hundreds of teens gathered in San Leandro. They're holding signs and they're chanting anti-ICE slogans as drivers pass through, honking in support. Shout out to San Lorenzo High School, Arroyo High, Berkeley High School, Mount Eden, Castro Valley High, Royal Sunset, and there's probably so many other schools that showed out.
I read there's a nationwide protest planned for, I think, this Friday.
Tomorrow.
It's called the Blackout or something like that.
I heard that.
All right, the Warriors wrapped up their four-game road trip last night, Utah against the Jazz. Luckily, they ended things on a high note because they gave the Jazz a pretty decent pounding, 140 to 124 behind 27 points from Steph Curry. The Warriors are now in eighth place in the Western Conference and will return to Chase Center to host the Pistons tomorrow night.
Go Mets!
Another cold morning, but we'll see plenty of sunshine today with highs staying in the low 60s.
Nice.
Hey, Leo besties! You sounded a little scratchy on that one, Josh. You were fighting that one. Hey, your day today is going to be a 9. Someone new in your life is impressing you, but just know that they are equally impressed by you. It may be a new romantic connection or something less personal, but you should expect it to make your life more interesting very soon.
That's you, Graham.
Everyone's always impressed by me,
you.
So that's
nothing. Let me guess, you wrote that horoscope for yourself.
I did. I read that one to myself in the mirror every single day.
Of course.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you post everything on our socials for us. Yep. Do me a favor. Look up Caroline V, the busty granny, and get that up.
As if you've never looked her up before.
Right, it's in your saved, but whatever. Get that up, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story in case anyone wants to check her out. So Caroline V, she went on a talk show in the UK recently. By the way, she is 73 years old, all right? Now, her life, very different from what it used to be, because before, maybe like 40 years ago or so, she became a born-again Christian, and she was heavily involved in church, and so she became celibate, and her celibacy lasted 40 years. And she's like, it was fine because I didn't think about that anyways, had no interest in it, so it wasn't like one of my needs. I was perfectly okay. But then she had a quote, sexual awakening when she was 57 years old.
Whoa, the awakening.
The awakening.
What, anything, you know, for people listening that would like to get awoken, what, anything in particular that awoke her, set her loins ablaze?
I'm not really sure what it was that set this off.
Got it.
But after this awakening, she got on dating sites, right?
Oh, yeah.
And at this point, naturally, you know, she's an older woman. And she says that when she started getting messages from 18-year-olds, and 20-year-old, she's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Something awoke.
These hot young things want to meet up with me?
There's a tingle.
And after meeting somebody through one of these dating sites, that person introduced her to the idea of swinging.
Oh, my God.
That eventually led to her becoming a paid escort. She became an escort in 2017.
At the age of what?
Well, she's 73 now, so you'd have to just
do the
math. But
yeah, I can't figure that out.
It's up there. And she said that like she did it because she really needed the money. Like, she was by herself for however many years, and mortgage companies are coming after her and everything. She's about to lose all her belongings, so it's about to get repossessed. You know, and she was doing like the phone operator stuff for a while. That wasn't making enough. So she started escorting, and now she earns thousands every month.
She was 64 when she started.
No way.
It took me a while.
Yeah.
Brain's not really firing yet.
Now she is known as the busty granny.
Oh,
that's what she calls herself.
Yeah, if you want to check her out, JV Morning Show, she's on the story.
She describes herself as the older version of Bonnie Blue. And you guys remember Bonnie Blue, the one that was trying to do as many, you know, in 24 hours.
She looks so wholesome.
I know. She looks like my granny next door.
Yeah, she's got like a scarf on and a floral print blazer, like, and grandma earrings and grandma glasses. I thought this is not what I expected at all, Selena.
No, this is busty granny.
Wow. So this is like what some people are like
they're into it.
And they're like searching for it. Wow.
Yeah.
And she has the official grandma haircut too. Why does every grandma have that haircut?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Is there something that happens to your hair? It can't be long or something when you're older? I don't get it. Why does every grandma have this haircut?
Maybe it just becomes easier to manage. Yeah. I'm not really sure.
You
have
tired.
All the time in the world when you're that age to manage your hair.
But less vision capabilities maybe and
your
hand-eye coordination.
Like your arms hurt when you're trying to do your hair even at this age. So I think as you get older, you're like, I'm not even going to deal with it.
Does seeing, you know, busty grandma here with that. Busty granny with this haircut. And knowing that someday you'll have this haircut.
I don't know. I don't think I will.
And also, like, what will you guys look like with this, the official haircut of all grandmas?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'll ever cut my hair like that.
Both my grandmas had this haircut. You will.
My grandma does, too. But
it's impossible not to.
But my mom is a grandma. And she doesn't have that haircut.
Yeah, but she's not this age yet.
No, but she's breaking the cycle of grandma haircuts in my family. So I don't think I'm going to have this haircut.
Okay,
but your mom's too young. Your mom's young. She's not here yet.
She doesn't have a full head of white hair.
Yeah. And she's not 73. When you're 73, you will have this haircut.
Cinnamon. I will not.
Will you?
I guarantee it. I'll bet you. Write it in the prediction.
Okay.
We'll check on this. You're only 26 and a half, yeah. So a lot of years. But you will have this haircut.
Wait, Selena.
Yes.
Will it get to a point where you will stop dyeing your hair and you'll let it be all like.
Embrace the gray.
White, full of hair?
I'm doing it right now. Talk about being brave.
I think at some point, that's like a very distinct level of grandma. I think everybody gets there because it's like, who are you trying to impress?
Right.
You know, even busty granny. Like, look, she stopped dyeing her hair and she's getting all these dates.
It's working for her.
Right.
It is working
so
for her.
So I think there will be a time where I do stop. But I don't think I would cut it to that.
You will. It's the natural progression of life.
I don't do short hair.
And you know what? I think it, like, you slowly go up. It's not like a transition from, like, super long to, like,
to chop
pixie,
it off,
but you go like slower. You do the grandma bob, and then it just goes shorter from there.
I don't know. Right? You'll have like the prediction journal. Okay. That's not going to happen.
You'll have like the Kate plus Check 8 haircut. You know, something like kind of sporty short, and then like Jess is right. It'll just naturally get, and then you'll end up with the Ronald McDonald. But gray, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Is that the best way to describe what she's got?
Yeah, I don't know Ronald what it McDonald. Is. If you dyed it red, that's Ronald McDonald. You're right.
Yeah, it's kind of that.
Oh, my God. All right, so if you want to see Busty Granny, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. Graham, don't feel bad. I feel like a bad wife. My husband wanted to do dry January, and I said, yeah. I tried that last year with him. Mm-mm. It was torture. Hello, it's football season. Like, how am I not supposed to have alcohol? Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it really couldn't have come at the worst time. How come it's always January? Why don't we do dry, like...
Well, dry July. I tried to make that a thing.
No, but summer, no. Maybe, like, dry March. St. Patrick's
no,
Day.
No, there's too
dry
much.
Dry April. Who drinks in April? Except everyone, but there's not, like, a specific holiday.
What about June?
No, June is still like summer vibes.
Yeah.
No, you should be getting into your summer vibes, getting that, you know, working out, getting healthy, then just let it go all summer.
No.
Maybe August.
No, that's like peak summer.
Yeah, my birthday's in August. I'll be drinking then. Yeah, but I did break my damp January this week, and it was so close. I almost made it to the end of January.
Dang it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday, Junior. We got one more day to get through. Anyways, I wanted to ask you guys, did you see Barry Keoghan's new look that he premiered at a red carpet in London yesterday? Check it out and let me know what you think.
Who's Barry Keoghan again?
Oh my God, the one that drank the bathwater?
And he was dating Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Right, let me look
at
it. No way. I don't like it.
Is he wearing a wig?
I don't think so.
What in the... Okay, we were just talking... Okay, there's a few things to see on our story, JV Morning Show on Instagram. We were talking about Busty Granny.
Yeah.
She's a 73-year-old...
Escort
now. And then we were talking about why do a lot of old women have that same haircut? He has the similar haircut.
Yeah, just
you're not
right.
Gray. It's just not gray, this new look that he's going for. I don't know. I can't remember what he looked like before.
It was
this.
Like regular haircut.
It was, yeah.
Like very normal.
A little spiky at the top.
Yeah. So wait, like did you guys see Guy Fieri's new look?
No.
No.
I don't, everyone's saying it's real. I wonder if this is for a Super Bowl commercial because there's no other possible explanation. It doesn't even look like him. The hair is dark. Just will you find that? Sorry, we're putting you to work this morning, but will you post that? Yes.
I think it is for a commercial.
Okay, I just saw pictures, so maybe they released the ad.
Wait, he looks so funny.
You can't even recognize him.
I can only picture him with the spiky,
the bleached yes.
tips and sunglasses.
So that's going to be a JV morning show as well. All right. There's a new study. Half of dog owners have shared a plate with their pets.
Yep. And Graham, I got to say, I think this is something you've probably done.
This is a new study?
How is this new?
It's a new survey.
So when you say share a plate, do you mean like just give food off your plate or like here, eat the food off my plate?
Or like
plate?
We're both, I take a bite, then you take a bite, and we're both just sitting there
like
enjoying the same lasagna.
And then the dog like eats it off the plate and licks it, and then you're still eating.
Yep. Like you don't mind that your dog is also eating off of your plate as you're taking some bites from there as well.
I have never done that.
I don't do that.
You really haven't.
But I've come very close to, like, I will take things off my plate and hand it to my dog at the table
because
she's sitting there right next to me, like, please, 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 let me try that. Please, 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 please. And her eyes are just piercing the side of your head. So eventually I cave in.
See, that is acceptable. But people that let their dog eat off the plate. And then lick the plate, but you're still eating off of it. Like, that just grosses me out.
As soon as I am done with my last bite,
I don't even let my dog lick my plate after. Grosses me out.
I take my plate immediately. The second that, and she knows, because when she hears the spoon hit the bottom of a bowl or a fork scrape across an empty plate, I mean, her mouth just starts dripping on either side. The drool that just starts happening. And so to get that to stop, I just immediately hand her my plate. I get it that I've created bad habits. Like, there's no bad dog owner, you know, no bad dogs. There's just bad dog owners. I get it. I've created a begging dog that expects to get food from the table, and that's just life.
But that's also like in their nature. They're dogs.
I know.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Some people's dogs aren't like that, and I whatever. But my dog's old.
Does it mess up your doggy's stomach? Because, I mean, if my dog eats people food, like, his poop is like unpickupable.
it just goes right between, just falls every. Yeah, look, gross. One.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But.
I don't. When I'm done with my plate, there's nothing on it, you know? So she's just getting the essence of whatever the dinner was. Like, I always finish my plate. I have to. That's just part of who I am. So, like, there's no food I'm really passing down to her. And if it was, like, something really spicy or there's hot sauce over the plate, I'm not giving her that because I know that that would probably...
That'll mess her up.
Then her poop would become unpick-upable, as you have very aptly described it. But, yeah, no, my plate hits the floor next to the table immediately.
And then you also kiss your dog on the mouth.
I've kissed her more on the top of the nose.
Okay.
Like on the top of her, you know, her little cute little snout or whatever that is, you know?
Okay.
That, like the bridge of her nose.
So you've never mouth kissed?
Oh, of course I have.
Okay.
Well,
no offense. You look like someone who would.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Morning, JV Show. Tracy D from San Mateo. Talk about dogs eating off the plate. Last night I made Casper hot dogs. They're my favorite. Wanted to have one for breakfast. Went in the refrigerator, got it out, dropped it on the floor. The dog ate it. So I opened up his mouth. I pulled it out. It just went directly down his throat. I pulled it out of his throat, rinsed it off, nuked it, and I ate it for breakfast. I was hoping the nuking killed the bacteria. Anyway, bye guys.
Excuse me?
I mean, Tracy D,
what?
Come on.
Hey, we're on the radio.
This is a family show.
Excuse
That's the most disgusting
me?
Thing I ever... Did she said she... It was a hot dog? A Casper dog? Is that what she said?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she dropped, if you didn't fully grasp what she was saying there, she dropped a hot dog on the ground from last night's dinner, and she wanted to eat it for breakfast. Can we stop there? Hot dogs for breakfast? It's six.
Hey, I'm not judging there. That's
sometimes,
not where I'm judging.
Sometimes we do hot dogs with eggs. Did you used to do that growing up?
You mean like little weenies?
Yeah, you like cut
it
up.
Yeah, weenies with eggs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. But like sitting, like the thought of eating a hot dog in a bun for breakfast.
I don't think it's in a It might not be in a bun.
Okay, well, regardless, I have questions about that, Tracy D.
Not only did it drop on the floor.
Then the dog gets it, and she says it goes down the dog's throat. She reaches in and pulls the hot dog out of her own dog's throat, and rinses it off and throws it in the microwave, and then still eats it. I'll do a lot of stuff with my dog, but if the food has entered her throat cavity, at that point, it's transfer of ownership. That belongs to my dog. If my dog took a bite out of a side of a piece of pizza, like one little bite out or something, I'd keep eating. I wouldn't wouldn't eat around her bite mark, whatever. I don't care. That part, whatever.
You would? I wouldn't even do that.
Oh, I don't. That doesn't bother me. But the fact that it was, the food had almost gotten down to the dog's stomach, it belongs to the dog at that point.
Tracy, you should have took that one to the grave.
Tracy, you don't say that.
No, but thanks for sharing.
Largest Bay Area radio audience.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's talk about Ray J's medical plan. We talked yesterday how Ray went on live and he revealed to everyone that according to doctors, his heart is working at about 25% and he doesn't think that he's going to make it through the year. And that's because of all of his years of alcohol and drugs finally catching up to him. So here's your update. He shared that doctors basically told him to stay his butt in bed. Like, he's supposed to be bedridden, and they put him on 8 different medications, including cholesterol medication and other meds for people that are at high risk of heart failure. They also told him to prepare for the possibility of getting a pacemaker or a defibrillator, although he won't know if he needs one for sure for another 2 weeks when he goes in for his next doctor's appointment. Yikes. Seems serious.
It does seem serious. So why yesterday when I was on Instagram, one of the, like, the posts that just got, it just showed up on my feed, was that he's performing at a club Super Bowl weekend here in the city. I don't think he should be performing at any clubs.
Ooh. If doctors are like, you have 1 year to live, your heart's barely functioning, it's functioning like a quarter of, let me hop up on stage here.
I get it, Super Bowl weekend, but stay your butt in bed.
At that point, if I'd been delivered any of those news, the last thing I'm going to do is go risk my heart completely failing on stage in front of a live audience.
Right. He also said he plans to take a trip to Haiti to try to get cured by some type of
like a holistic approach
voodoo situation.
Now I'm out. You lost me.
So that's he plans to do that. I don't know when, but at some point he did say that on his
perform on stage. I take back everything I said.
Sure, perform.
Do your concerts.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys know Nicola Peltz?
Who?
I didn't know her either, but she's Brooklyn Beckham's wife, the one that supposedly is the reason why he's now isolated from his family. I don't know what's going on with them, but there's this rumor that, because she comes from a really, really rich family, there's a rumor that her billionaire dad gives her $1 million a month in allowance.
Oh my gosh, what a life.
I know. We don't know if that's true or not, but that's what was said on a podcast and people are running with that, but that's the rumor that she gets $1 million a month from her billionaire dad, Nelson Peltz.
Isn't that crazy that there's that kind of money out there and the rest of us are like, I don't even know if I should buy these eggs. The eggs are too expensive.
I know.
You know? And there are people out there that legit get more than that, you know? And it's just like, what are we doing?
And I believe it because his net worth is $1.6 billion.
Yeah, he's a businessman, activist, investor, and co-founder of Trian Fund Management. Whatever that is.
Yeah, it must be nice.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Elon Musk and Tesla announced yesterday that the company's factory right here in Fremont going to be stopping entirely making cars and just focusing on the production of humanoid robots. The Tesla robot, we've seen some video of it. It's called Optimus. And if you remember, Musk had some pretty big incentives in his board-approved compensation package that says he needs to be delivering like a huge number of these over the next several years. So it would appear this shift is probably reflective of that push, that they see this as the future. So right here in the Bay Area, we're going to start cranking out humanoid robots at a large volume.
No.
I don't know if we'll become the main factory for these, if that Fremont factory will become the main factory for producing these worldwide or not. That remains to be seen, but that's going to be, I mean, holy crap, the future's here. He also announced that they're going to end production of 2 of the older Tesla car models, the S and the X. Take a moment, say your goodbyes to those. The end in production of those is going to be sometime in the second quarter of this year. So they're no longer going to make those.
Whoa.
And we're just doubling down on making
robots.
How long, how many years till you, Selena, and you, Jess, have a humanoid robot walking around your house cleaning your toilet?
I won't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
I think they want one of these in every house. They want it to be affordable.
I don't know. I don't want one. I don't want one, period. I know my husband would. He thinks like everything tech is just so cool. I think it's really creepy.
Me too.
I don't want one. I don't trust it.
Mm-mm. You just know that thing, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night.
And it's watching
me. It's red eyes and the thing's going to be like standing over you. And you're going to be like, go back to your docking station. And it'll be like, does not compute. And then it's just going to have its
and
way
with
you.
And I don't want
you.
My kids, like, only interaction to be with, like, a robot. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
And they're going
to
start calling the robot mom.
Mom, I know. It's going to replace me.
Like, robot, could you make me the eggs? You make them way better than mom does.
Yeah. And the robot's slowly going to start flirting with your husband.
I know. And wearing my clothes.
Oh, the robot's going to drop way more compliments on us guys because you ladies never compliment us. And then we're going to fall in love with the robot. Next thing you know. Never mind.
It does work both ways.
Hey, no. Will it have that? It's not going to have those parts. Let's move on.
Yeah. In the scenario that I just played out where it's standing over you in the night, it will.
All right, next on the JV Show, it's What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Well, we are talking about dogs because, Jess, you shared a study.
Yep, a survey revealed just how close people get with their dogs, so much so that they let them lick their plates.
And then Tracy D, who we love, she left us a talk back that she really shouldn't have because she... She woke up one morning and she wanted a Casper's hot dog for breakfast.
Yep. And she accidentally dropped it on the ground. Her dog snatched it up and she had to ultimately reach down her dog's throat to extract the hot dog. And then she just microwaved up and ate it herself. Disgusting.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Tweet from Lincoln. Is that Tracy D lady for real? What did we just hear? Is she from a cartoon or something? She does what with her dog? Eat her dog's hot dog that's been in her mouth? How disgusting. Anyways, yeah, no. Thanks.
Well, you know, that's just how they do it in San Mateo, so
Jess. I guess.
Jess lives in San Mateo now.
People are always like,
who knows what she does with her cat?
A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth. I'm like, that doesn't make it any better. Also, my kids constantly point out to me, like, why is our dog always licking her butt? You know? Yeah. I'm like, you wouldn't tell me that thing's mouth is cleaner than mine? I don't lick my own.
Oh, my God, Graham, you're freaking sick. Do you remember a few years ago when you guys were living, I think, in that rental? I think Hambone got out, and I think you guys were living, like, next to, like, a big field or something, and she rolled around in a human dookie. Gross. Thank you for blood eye. Happy Friday, Junior, guys.
Happy Friday, Junior. But it's not like you ate that off of your dog afterwards. You know what I mean?
No, but I probably let her sleep in our bed that night.
Ew.
I mean, I washed her thoroughly twice.
No.
And unfortunately, I think I told that story because it happened on two different occasions. And it was an elementary school field. The kids must just not go to use the actual bathroom and they just go in the bushes.
What?
I don't know. My dog loves, like, must be just like the biggest drug in the world to my dog. She can't stay away from it.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Do you guys ever take a peek inside someone's crack to see if they ever thoroughly clean it out?
No.
Oh, maybe when you have kids.
Sometimes you can catch a peek, you know, and like you're not going to look.
See, that's like,
ew.
I don't know how to say this safely. Yeah, I'm just not going to say it.
This is a family show. Clean it up. It's been gross enough this morning. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Tracy D. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. As it remembered, like, we should remind people this is a family show. So keep your guesses PG, please. When you have a guess, hit that talk back mic button. Record us a message. Come straight to us here in the studio. And we want to hear your name and your city along with that guest so we can shout you out if you're the one that has the first correct answer. Mm-hmm. Because that means you get a JV Show chug mug.
Yes. All right. Get those guesses in now. We're going to play talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Do you guys ever take a peek inside someone's crack to see if they ever thoroughly clean it out?
Nope. What is wrong with you, Graham?
It's just one of those things. You just want to know, and like, it's hard not to take a look once you've taking a peek in there.
So remember, this is a family show. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, Iris here. The bleeped out word is couch. Couch crack.
Couch crack, that's a great guess.
You ever opened up somebody's cushions?
No, not someone else's. Just my own.
And? I mean, it's horrifying what you find in your
own. Lots of snacks, lots and lots crumbs. Of crumbs. Yeah.
You judging somebody else's if it looked like yours?
If it was, like, visible from just looking at the couch, yeah, probably. But I'm not going deep inside their cracks, you know?
What happens if, what if you sit down and the crack opens up next to you? You look down in there, right?
Yeah. I don't think I would say anything.
Do you think Selena's is just full of dino nuggets?
Yeah.
That's under the couch, not
cheese
in the crack.
Crumbs.
Yeah, a lot of Cheez-Its.
Goldfish, I'll have you know.
Goldfish, okay. Morning, JV Show. This is Hedva from Campbell, and I think the bleep that word is window.
A window crack.
Like an actual crack in the glass, or like if the window's cracked open and you can like see in there on that track, you know, the track where the window closes.
Yeah, I think that.
Nobody ever cleans in there. It's filthy.
So dusty.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andrea in Albany. My guess for the bleeped out word is counter. You know, that space between your counter and your stove. Who knows what gets down there? Have a good morning.
Oh, yes.
That's a great guess.
I know about that.
that area, by the way, and it's always something you don't want to spill in there. Like, you know, speaking of cracks, you crack an egg, you know, or something, and some of that splatters down there. You're just like, there's a 0% chance that I can ever clean that. So, like, what happens in there over the years? It's horrifying.
Which is molding and dusting. All right.
Gross.
Great guesses so far. Nobody has come with the right one. So, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Do you guys ever take a peek inside someone's crack to see if they ever thoroughly clean it out?
You're sick, Graham.
You should. Just to let you know, you should be thoroughly cleaning that out. When I try to tell my kids that, they're like, what? I'm not gonna touch that. I'm always like, no, when you're in the shower, you have to wash everything. They fight with me about
it. Oh, is that what we're talking about?
They fight with me about it all the time. I'm just like, are you not washing? Are you not washing that part? You need to wash everything.
All right. Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
All right. So it is. It's not that, actually. But let's go to the guesses and see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is keyboard. Have a nice day.
Keyboard crack.
That is a great guess.
That's a great guess.
I am grossed out by it.
The ones in here are nasty.
There is. There's a lot of stuff that falls in between that space bar there and the edge.
Hi, JV Show. This is Sandy from Gilroy. I think the bleeped out word is microwave. Hope I win.
Microwave crack.
You got a microwave
Where's
crack?
The crack?
I don't know. Maybe between the door and the face of it?
I don't think I get stuck.
Or
get
indoor,
things stuck in my microwave inside. Crack, but under.
Okay. I'm going to go home and check out my microwave crack. That's for sure. Take a good long look
Maybe
at
I
it.
Maybe I have one.
What's up?
Morning, JV Show. This is Paulo from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is fingernail. Fingernail crack. All right, let's go.
Is that like an under your nail situation or like the sides?
I think it's an under the nail situation. There's
okay,
a,
the
there's
crack,
a crack
right
under
there.
There
okay, yep.
And fills up with boogers and stuff.
Oh my God, you guys should have seen the under my nails after eating that onion boil over the weekend. Oh. It was so disgusting.
That grosses me out so much.
I know it does.
Good morning, guys. Eddie from Pittsburgh. I think the bleeped out word is seat, between your seat and your center console. Let me know. Thanks, guys.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Do you guys ever take a peek inside someone's seat crack to see if they ever thoroughly clean it out? I'm talking about exactly what he was saying. When you get into the car and you go to buckle your seatbelt and you look, the car looks clean, but then you look down in that crack there by where the seatbelt buckles in and it's just full of stuff.
I feel like I've never looked at somebody else's, but I don't really be in anybody else's car.
I usually don't look unless like something falls in there and then I have to reach in there.
Yeah.
And then you...
Every once in a while, I'll check my own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crack. So much hair.
Mine is so bad.
Yours is hair? In the center, like between the center console
really?
And the
I don't
seat.
Have hairballs. I have like
are you brushing
hair.
Your cat into there? Like, what are you
there
doing?
There is some cat hair in there, yeah.
Mine is food.
Mine, you guys, the worst thing ever happened the other day. We had gotten to-go food. I got a spicy fried chicken sandwich. Horrible idea to try to eat that and drive. But before I'd even backed out of the spot, there I am with my sandwich and I had the cup of the extra hot sauce, the extra spicy hot sauce sitting on that center console. And my wife got into the car and knocked it over and it all poured right down that
Oh my God.
I've been driving a spicy fried chicken sandwich mobile for a while because how do you clean that out down there? You don't.
You
just can't get it. So I'm just waiting it out. I'm like, eventually the smell will go away.
So it's just going to be there forever?
Yeah, I mean, and it's bright. It was bright red sauce too. I'm like, this stuff is just stained down there. There's nothing I can do about it. Luckily, it's not that visible unless somebody's checking out your seat crack. But otherwise, you can smell it. It's not good.
So don't smell. Well, you can't help but smell the crack, but don't look at your crack.
Yeah, don't put your saying. And yeah, you don't okay. want to get your nose down in the crack.
Got it.
Sniff it. That's gross. All right, let's give a couple shout outs, shall we? First, our buddy Eddie in Pittsburgh. What's up, Eddie? What's up? He had the very first correct answer this morning, and thus he will be getting himself a brand new JV Woo! Show chug mug. Nice. Eddie, ever gotten a chug mug before? I know he plays along with the game a lot.
Man, I don't think so.
If this is a first win, Eddie, let us know. That's huge. All right, Alex in Benicia. What's up, Alex? What's up? He had the correct answer as well this morning. Not as fast as Eddie. Jenny in Santa Cruz came with the correct answer. So did our buddy Julie in Valley Springs. She said more like car seat. A lot of people guessing car seat.
Ooh, so
car
close.
Seat is two words. They were right there. Seat was what we were looking for. Tristan in San Francisco also said car seat crack. But that's what car I was that's what crack. I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else I'm missing here, Jess, nope. with the last minute?
That was yes. it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nice work, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. Yes, that is my second win. This is Eddie from Pittsburgh. But need a favor, guys. I need it before Valentine's. So I give it to my wife. Let me know. Need it ASAP. Jess, come on. Got you.
Oh, that's our chug mug.
That's our buddy.
Bleep winner.
Yeah, Eddie Ooh. From Pittsburgh. I'd wondered if he had won before. He's saying that's his second win, and he needs that second chug mug to give to his wife on Valentine's Day. Jess, can you make that happen?
Yes. I will
guaranteed.
I will send over the information to the person that packs them up and ships them, and it should get there. What day is today? It'll get there latest next week.
Now to my next question: as a woman, you get a JV Show chug mug for Valentine's Day. Your
What's
thoughts,
in it? What are you putting in it? Is there money? Is there jewelry? Is there flowers? Yeah. Is there candy? What's in it?
You're saying a JV Show chug mug is not enough. It's a very coveted item. You're saying that. Alone is not the gift. I have to fill it with diamonds.
Yes. Oh, good idea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, diamonds. Nothing less.
And chocolate. You hear that,
Eddie? Chocolates and diamonds, flowers, Eddie. Yes. There you go.
Sounds no, it's like diamonds. Like affordable. Fill it with diamonds, but then you stick roses in the diamonds. You know what I mean? Oh.
Come and on. Then little roses made out of diamonds are sticking yes! out of that.
Or $100 bills.
And $100 bills. Yes, Eddie, yeah. this sounds like a very affordable Valentine's Day you got coming up. We took care of the hard part.
Oh,
the JV Show chug mug.
First things first, Eddie, you're going to have to reply to my email because I can't send it out if I don't know where All right. you live.
Okay. Do that, Eddie. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Nick, and we got Sevilla and Nico in the back.
Nick, what's up, guys? Sevilla and Nico. I love it. All right, so let's see if you guys can win these tickets for
Louis Tomlinson.
This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Here we go. Question number one. The deepest point in the world's oceans is the Mariana Trench. With a depth of over 36,000 feet, what ocean is the Mariana Trench in?
I believe that is in the Atlantic Ocean.
Nope.
Dang it.
Son of a...
Pacific.
Yeah, a bit of a coin toss. Yeah, all the deepest trenches are generally in the Pacific Ocean. I don't know the reasoning behind that. I just know that. All right, question number two. Oktoberfest is a beer drinking festival that originated in what country?
Germany.
Yep. Get on your Lederhosen.
Lederhosen. Mm-hmm. Oktoberfest. Question number three. Kaylee Cuoco played the role of Penny on what longtime running CBS TV series?
Big Bang Theory.
Yes! Yep.
Wow. There you go.
Nice. Job.
All right, as it often does, it comes down to the final question. You need this one to win the game. Question number four. In golf, the first nine holes are generally called the blank nine.
Front nine. Yep. Front nine.
Wow. Wow. I would have failed that.
Yeah, you too. Didn't know about the front nine?
No.
What about the back nine?
No.
Oh.
I don't know really about more that about either. The 19th hole anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's when you go to the bar afterwards.
Okay.
And drink. Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Nice job, guys.
You just got two tickets to
Thank
see
you.
Louis Tomlinson June 6th at the Bilgram Civic.
Congrats.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, You're very welcome. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Have a good day at school. Hang on for those tickets. And Graham, we have some shout outs.
You know we do. Moms in my DMs. Moms in my DMs. Got one here. It says, hi, Graham. Just sliding into your DMs. Hoping for a shout out for my daughter's 15th birthday today. Just want to say happy 15th birthday, Savannah. That's from Mom, Dad, Lily, and Nova. Love you. Hope you have a great day at school. Yes, happy 15th
happy birthday.
That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. I'd like to wish a happy 29th birthday to my forever princess, Marissa. No matter how old you are or how far life takes you, you will always have a safe place where you're deeply loved and endlessly protected with me. Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. Happy birthday. I love you always. Mother, Marcos, Nico, and Thiago. Yes, happy birthday to the forever princess, Marissa.
Aww.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Time to start another year of sliding into your DMs. Welcome back. Happy 6th, not yet 7th, birthday to our amazing Genevieve. You light up every room you walk into with your sassiness. We love you more than words can say. Have an amazing day at school. Can't wait to celebrate you tonight with spaghetti and cake. Love, Daddy, Ate, Athena, Kuya, Jackson, and Kenzo. P.S., can you throw in a Jess nice soundbite somewhere in there? That one's for me. It cracks me up. Yes, of course I can do that.
Nice.
But most importantly,
who gives a fart?
One final one. Hey, Graham, husband sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. A special shout out to my wife, Jessica. It's her birthday. The kids and I want to say happy birthday. We love you so much and are so grateful for everything that you do for us each and every day. Love, Frankie, Declan, and Calliope. Hope I'm saying that correctly. But yes, happy birthday to Jessica. Most important detail about Jessica's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck?
That is a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Let's talk first about the madness over these Harry Styles tickets. Because, oh my God, so the pre-sale was earlier this week, right? Regular sale, I think it's tomorrow for those who are trying to fly all the way to New York to see Harry. Remember, he's only stopping by 7 cities worldwide. Mm-hmm. And his only North American shows are going to be at Madison Square Garden in New York. And these tickets are pricey. So I saw that for his tickets for Wembley Stadium in London, those ballooned up to $642 a ticket. Someone shared a screenshot trying to get 2 tickets to see him in New York, and that was going to be over $1,500 for a pair of tickets. A VIP package, in case you're balling, that's going to cost you over $1,600. And chickadee, check this out. So more than 11.5 million fans signed up for the New York presale, making it the largest presale registration ever for a single market or residency style run. 11.5 million people. That is crazy. I saw that there's only 18,000 seats available per night, per show.
A lot.
And so people were like fighting these digital
queues. Wait, how many per night?
18,000.
Dang.
That is a lot. That's a big...
Yeah. So good luck.
Those prices are crazy.
Good luck.
Is there anybody that you'd pay that much to see?
No. Mm-mm. No. Not at this point.
No offense to him, but I'm not... You might have to pay me.
I would still pay to see him, but not that much. Yeah. All right. Nicki Minaj continues to lose fans. She was at a summit with the president yesterday where she got up there and declared that she was the president's number one fan and then proceeded to take photos and whatnot while holding his hand. Everyone, of course, has been pointing out the hypocrisy going on here because Nicki herself came to the U.S. as an immigrant when she was only 5 years old. And, of course, there was that petition we talked about that got started last month with thousands of signatures to get her sent back to Trinidad. So in response to all of that, yesterday after the summit, Nicki shared a picture of her new Trump gold card. So do you guys know what this is, by the way?
Yes.
People can pay a ton of money.
Yeah. So according to the AI overview on Google, it's a recently launched U.S. immigration program that offers a fast track to lawful permanent residency for wealthy foreign individuals or corporations willing to make substantial financial contributions to the U.S. government, bypassing traditional visa requirements.
If you're a rich immigrant, your life is worth more than a poor immigrant.
Just give them $1 million and you're in.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
I can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's how Nicki continues to lose more fans. Oh, people are even saying that she might have lost her glam squad because you can see all the glue sticking out from her wig and like her hairstylist. I mean, he's probably not her hairstylist anymore, a gay man. And so Nikki, yes, according to everyone, lost her glam squad based off how she looked yesterday.
It's disappointing because she literally turned on all her fans.
Yeah, that's how everyone feels. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, one quick final update to share about that San Francisco mountain lion that was tranquilized and captured here in the city on Tuesday. We let you know yesterday he was evaluated. He was healthy, then released back into the wild. We now know where that was that he was re-released. And before they did, they outfitted him with a GPS tracking collar, and they let him go in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh.
Which sound lovely, but...
That sounds good for him.
Dude, this is a city cat. He belongs here in the city, and now you're going to take him to some forest that he's not even from? He's going to be like, bro, I don't know anybody here. My friends are over there.
Right.
Like, now I have to hang out lonely in this
wilderness. Where is he going to get his coffee?
But is it a new opportunity for him to make new friends?
Yeah, but he loves going to that Blue Bottle on 4th Street over here. I'm just kidding. I don't know if it's on 4th Street. But you know what I mean? Like, he's a city cat. He wants to be part of the nightlife and stuff. And you're just going to take him to the boring old Santa Cruz Mountains? They're lovely, by the way.
It sounds
There's just
nice.
Nothing to do there.
There's no bar.
He can make his way to the beach. Come on.
I don't know. I feel bad for this big cat. Like, nobody consulted him about, like, dude, where would you like to go? They just picked a spot and let him go. All right, recent college graduates, listen up. I'm going to issue the alert. If you're struggling to find work or looking for an incredible opportunity, listen up. Planters Peanuts looking to hire 3 lucky people to, you know, grab life by the nuts and take the wheel of the iconic Nutmobile and then drive it all across the country. You're going to be visiting festivals, parades, college campuses, community events, all that stuff. The job title is Peanutter. And if you'd like to be a Peanutter and know what if you've never seen the iconic Nutmobile before, picture the
giant peanut.
Picture a giant nut. You know, like the Wienermobile, that's a giant wiener. This one's a giant nut. And so, but similar shape.
Kind of. Can't think of anything more embarrassing.
What are you talking about? The Peanutters, last year's class of Peanutters, they say traveled to 46 different states and met more than 160,000 people on their journey. So they were out there capturing social media content and all sorts of stuff. And you get paid. If you'd like to apply, listen up, everybody. You need to get those applications in by February 14th at beapeanutter.com. And they want you to submit your resume as well as a short video showing how nutty you are, I guess. I don't think show your nuts, but
yeah,
show how nutty.
Don't do that.
Show how nutty you are, and you could land this a role.
Absolutely,
and then they say it could lead to a future full-time role at Hormel Foods, which I know, like, everybody wants to work there.
Like the chili Hormel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they must own Planters.
Okay. Yeah, it's still going to be a hard no for me.
You don't want to be a Peanutter?
I can't think of anything worse.
Jess, do you want to ride in the Nutmobile?
No, I'm not very good at driving my own car. I can't drive that thing.
I get carsick easily, and then stopping by and just talking to people.
About your nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot to just live and breathe nuts and talk about nuts
all day long.
Every day in different states. Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm out too.
Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick, Graham, did you happen to see where the Patriots and the Seahawks are going to be practicing here in the Bay?
No, they're not next to the electrical substation.
No. So the Patriots, they're going to be practicing at Stanford.
Okay.
And then the Seahawks at San Jose State. And people are pointing out, why not the Levi's Stadium 49ers practice field? Is it because of the substation theory? They don't want to get injured before the big game?
I wonder. One of those teams usually practices at the team.
Not this year.
Facility. I mean, that can't be the reason, though.
I don't know. I'd be scared, too, if I saw online everyone saying that you practice on this field, you're going to get injured.
Yeah, but that's
you want to risk it?
Spending long-term...
You want to risk it?
The viral theory was that spending all this time around this radiation or whatever was going to be over time broke down your things. I don't know.
But
a couple years ago when the Niners were in the Super Bowl, they made them practice on some spongy field, and then Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles in the game, like, because they gave us the world's crappiest field to practice on.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think they just wanted to pick probably nice fields to practice on.
Yeah. Or they feel like there's an actual curse happening.
Yeah, and don't want to risk their legs and tendons turning into noodles.
Stop it. It's not what it is.
I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Although I am curious to see what where if the Niners like shift their field over a little bit or build some sort of a wall, you know, like a solid wall this year. Because I think there are going to be legitimately free agents like, I don't want to come play there because I don't want to practice there. I bet you they build some wall or something.
Will that stop the electromagnetic stuff?
Yeah. I'm sure they have a wall that can block that. I mean, when you're in a MRI tube or whatever, everybody in the room's not getting blasted with that electrical radiation. It's the same sort of thing, you know. So
good point.
Anyways, new beer alert, you guys. New beer alert for the Super Bowl. And this will be available at the tailgate prior to the game. And I'm going to need one JV Show listener to go get us a can of this because I want to add this to the chug wheel. Why, you ask? Because this beer, likely the world's first that is brewed with bear poop.
No! No! Columbia, no, we're not doing that.
Columbia Sportswear and Breakside Brewing have teamed up. They're both Portland companies.
Of course
they say,
oh my God,
that this new beer, which they are calling Nature Calls, they actually sent employees into the woods to collect American black bear scat. That's
ew.
Scat's just a word for
ew.
Poop. And then they mixed it with the brewing water at the brewery, made it safe to drink. They say it is safe to drink. They took out whatever, you know, they fully sterilized it, but that it will have it's going to be a lager with notes of huckleberry and honey.
Lager. Yes.
That's what bears are eating out there, berries and honey. So it's going to taste like that. The president of Columbia Sportswear, Joe Boyle, says, quote, "From the inside of a bear to your mouth, we're making nature's craft easier to swallow." Again, this will be available at the Columbia booth at Levi Stadium during the tailgate before the Super Bowl. Can someone please get us a can of this beer somehow, because I need this on the JV Show Chug Wheel. Would you guys ever try, if you weren't forced to by the JV Show Chug Wheel again,
just
that happens
funsies?
Tomorrow at 8:20, just to see what bear poop beer tastes like. It's fully
gross.
Safe
what
to drink.
What kind of sickos would even think of this?
Well, bears eat a lot of delicious stuff. Berries, honey, think of all the flavors that are in there.
That's
that sounds
disgusting.
Quite refreshing.
No. So you would drink it willingly if it wasn't on the chug wheel. You go into a bar and our lager of the week is this bear poop one.
Hey, barkeep, give me a couple of pints of that bear
poop.
You
would drink it for fun. That's nasty.
Then somebody get it for Graham because he wants to drink it.
No. Well, I'll taste it, but I want it the first time it's cracked open to be on the JV Show Chug Wheel. Can someone please get us a can and or order us one? Because I think it'll be available in Portland. And you know, JV Show, number one in Portland.
We are number one in Portland.
And
that
at
is
the
true.
Breakside Brewery there, they're going to be offering it there. So hopefully they have enough of it to send us, I don't know, a case or six pack or whatever. As we need to try.
Are
the bear
bears
poop
getting compensated?
Well, no, but they left their scat around. They littered it out there. They cast their scat
aside.
Yeah,
but
aside.
Had they known someone else was going to be profiting off of it, I think they would want to cut.
Yeah,
this
okay.
Seems
well,
so
then
I'm going to
know. You know what? We're going to let PETA know what's going on here. Yeah. I'm not here for the funny business.
I'm on strike.
Yeah.
If those bears can retrace their steps and file a legal claim that they can identify their scat was used in this, then fine. I'm open to that lawsuit. It's the United States. We sue everybody for everything.
Everything.
Yeah. But bear poop beer, you guys.
No, I'm out.
Get your bear poop beer.
No,
here.
Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we are the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Hazel from San Francisco. I can acquire this beer for y'all. I've got in Portland. If you guys don't have anybody else who's offering to get it, I can acquire it. I was in the beer and wine industry for quite a while before I became disabled, so I got you. I'll figure out how you guys can taste the nature.
Hey, thank you for that offer. I think we're going to have to politely decline.
Whoa,
thank
whoa,
you so
whoa,
much,
whoa,
though. I think
no.
That's very kind of
Hazel.
You.
Yeah,
get you.
Save your
I mean,
money. Save
yes.
your money.
Hazel,
you are definitely getting into the pearly gates for that one, but you know, I think we're just going to have to say no. Thank you very much, and we're moving on.
No, as the legal representative for the JV Show, yes, we will accept your offer, and we'd love to get our hands on that. If you missed it, we were just talking about this new beer. It's called Nature's Call, Nature Calls, and they're going to be debuting it here at the tailgate at the Super Bowl, and it is brewed, in fact, from real live bear poop, and I would love to add that to the JV Show Chug Wheel, and also just try it. I'm a nature lover.
So then you try it. Why are you trying to get us sick?
I know,
wait.
Get you sick. It's perfectly drinkable.
It's bear doo-doo.
It doesn't matter. They sterilized it.
I don't care. That's so disgusting. I won't even drink water from a sink.
Yeah, you won't?
No.
Where do you drink it from?
From, like, my filtered fridge.
Oh. Okay, well, you're sorry. Bear poop beer. If Hazel can procure some, we will gladly accept it.
All right.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Can we talk about hot take dating?
Yes.
The hell is that?
It is the new trend. It is taking over this year, and it's what people are going to start doing on dates now, which is basically leaving it all on the table up front. And by that, I mean all of your hot takes. You know how before we've been told, like, maybe don't talk about certain things like politics or, you know, anything that you might think is a controversial take up front on the first date? Well, now it's the opposite. You're being told, leave it all out on the table. Share your views, your opinions right off the bat, especially the most controversial ones. Mm. How do we feel about this?
I'm kind of here for it. But you have to be prepared that if they say the wrong thing, like, are you prepared to walk the other way if right. they say something you don't like? Or put up with it. Like, you have to be prepared to make that decision.
Right.
But I think there's that's
exactly... There's a hotness scale there that right. always
yeah,
overlaps.
Yeah, yeah. You could turn a blind eye to some things depending on what they look like.
Right. I
mean. But I think that's exactly why this is good on the first date. Because then you don't have that attachment.
Cut them off sooner.
Yeah.
Or one night stand them and then cut them off.
Yeah, get some first. Would you rather know, like, their opinions on politics and things like this, like controversial takes that they have, or would you rather know, like, if they were to put out all the kind of skeletons in their closet on the, I have a psycho ex and she's crazy and she's still blown. Like,
I kind of want to know all of that.
Would you rather know all that stuff or, like, their political stances and views on, you know, how many kids they want
everything.
And stuff like that. You want to know that stuff or you want to know, like, all the skeletons in the closet? Like, that's real hot take dating in my mind.
It can't come all together in one package, just everything?
That's too much for one date.
I guess I'd rather know the skeletons in the closet.
Really?
Yeah.
But the skeletons, you're going to learn them eventually. I mean, so will the other stuff. But
I know. So wouldn't you rather get it out of the way? Like, I can deal with that psycho ex drama, or I can't. Or I just can't. That's not something I'm going to be, I want to deal with. Like, you kind of want to know all this stuff up front.
Actually,
but do you want to know it on the first date?
I think I'd want to know the other stuff, like the politics and things like that first.
And then we'll deal with the other stuff as it arrives.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we're already, like, dating, and we're in love, and I find out you have a stalker, like, I can deal with that. You know, we can deal with that together, I think.
Again, hotness scale applied.
Yeah, hotness does matter.
Of course.
But, I mean, when it comes to the other more serious stuff, I think there's just some things that, if we really don't see eye to eye, that I couldn't get past.
I think this is a good idea. I mean, I think some of it is a good idea just because, given the mindset of how people operate today, it's like, it's, you know, instant gratification. We need to know things quickly. We process information quickly and we move on. We make judgments quickly and it's like go, go, go. So that sort of like aligns with that. You don't want to be wasting any of your valuable time on somebody that if there are things that are potential deal breakers for you, you might as well get them out of the way early. But also it doesn't really foster the overall conversation of different ideas. We're all allowed to have those different ideas and things. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really kind of, in my mind, foster a healthy discourse when it comes to stuff that people have different opinions on. But there are some things that would be an instant deal breaker for me.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I think that's everybody.
Like right. Who you voted for in the last
That's
election.
Why.
Hey, yeah.
That's why it'd be good to just, you know.
That's why you just lay it all out on the first date and we go from there.
And I actually think some dating apps actually have like political views.
Can you filter?
I think you can.
Get rid of
all these. I don't know if you can filter it, but I think you can. You can definitely like share that type of information if you wanted to.
Yeah, so, maybe that's what people should do is just right there in their bio or whatever, their little profile, just put those things out there. And then that way, if somebody you do match with somebody, you know that they are willing to either overlook those things or are aligned with you on those things.
That's a good idea.
Right.
Maybe that's where we should do it rather than talking about that on a first date when like you should really be getting to know.
Yeah, because it might be a little intense to leave. Put everything out on the table.
I feel like this would just lead to a lot of arguments.
Seriously.
Right off the bat. Yeah.
Like you're just going into this debate, into the date like it's a debate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, man, I got to debate this person the entire time we're at Chili's.
Wait, that sounds so stressful. Right? I'm just trying to eat my Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah. Like, can I get another one of the margaritas, please?
And then I just you think people eat Blooming Onions on first dates? Oh my God, I would never.
That's risky.
That's so risky.
Any sort of messy food that you have to pull apart with your fingers is.
Or that's going to give you bad breath.
And the bad breath, yeah.
Oof.
Among others.
But you know what? I feel like finger food, like nachos. That's I'm okay with those.
First date.
Yeah, nachos are fun.
I think that's okay because you can just like kind of like pick at it. Mm-hmm. You know,
go for the ones that don't have too much stuff piled on it.
Not too much.
But
yeah.
In your mind, you really do want the one.
God,
that's
I
want
to just devour the entire thing. If you weren't here, ruining my meal.
You have to be like, oh, I'll just have this little chip over here with a little dot of guacamole on it. I'll have that one.
So full. Next on the JV show, we're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room. You're not going to believe what 38% of women fantasize about. I'm going to share it with you coming up next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room, you guys.
Yeah.
More than a third of women, 38%. Now, these are women who read like those steamy novels.
Like you.
I don't read that kind.
Oh, okay.
You have?
I actually haven't.
You read one. I remember we talked about it.
I didn't read it. It wasn't a steamy novel. It was still, I read like ones that like thriller ones.
But that sometimes get steamy.
Yeah. And there was one that surprisingly there was a steam in there that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah.
Anyway, so more than a third, 38% of women who read these steamy novels fantasize about the guy in the book in bed.
I thought the number would be higher,
they've
to be
admitted,
honest with you.
That they've imagined their partner to be the character from the book that they're reading.
You imagine, like, you just make up a picture of what you think they would look like?
Yeah, that's how the brain works.
Yeah, that's what happens when you read books.
That's called imagination.
I know that, but like, as in, are you imagining that your partner is doing the things in the book? Like, as in, like, ooh, I picture him doing all these things, or are you imagining your partner as...
You're imagining your partner as the person, the character you read about in the book.
That you're all hot and bothered about.
I can't picture myself doing something like that.
There are people listening right now that have never looked to see what we look like, and they have a picture in their mind of what we look like. And then they probably use that picture, probably of my voice, doing some things to them late at night.
Ew.
I'm kidding.
Wait, is that allowed? Like, would you be upset if your wife admitted that to you? I mean, it's not a real person. It's not like it's an ex or anything. This is a fictional character.
I don't think it's like a deal breaker thing, but I don't think it's like a boost to your ego as a guy.
Me.
Like, you wouldn't want to hear that. Like, oh, they're just, you know, I'm not enough for them, but this book character
is.
Yeah,
it's not even real.
Completely fictional.
That would really bother me. And it sounds stupid, but I would be very jealous over this fake person.
You're cheating on me with a fictional character from this steamy novel.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what do they have that I don't? Why can't you just.
Well, but
good moves
by the description
looks,
in the book, yeah, a lot of things you don't have, and they're willing to do a lot of things you're not willing to, so that's why, according to the book, of course,
yes,
I have not
obviously.
Read it.
Obviously.
Would you make them stop reading the book?
You know they're not going to.
No, then they're going to be reading it in secret.
Yeah.
Then it's going to feel even more wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing in there? Nothing.
You're
the whole
cheating
time
on
she's
me
just reading.
Yeah. I mean, it's no different, you know, than falling in love with your little AI or whatever these people are trying to marry nowadays. It's just it's a figment of your imagination.
So weird. But at least when you're reading the book, it's like you have an idea of what that character is supposed to look like. When it's like an AI, I think you're kind of just making that up completely.
Yeah, I guess. Or
unless,
they could be,
unless you've asked them what they look like.
And they tell you.
But even then, they say like a computer, right?
Right.
No, I think they probably lead you on with some.
Really?
I'm sure they train. I'm sure you could.
I feel like you
train
would have to tell it to do that.
Yeah, like this is my type.
This is so weird.
Jess, have you ever read a steamy novel?
No.
Interest too? They're very popular. This is like kind of the new. Isn't the romanticism is like the new most popular category
of
books?
It is.
I haven't read in a while. I don't really have any interest in it just because I know I'd start it and then not finish it.
What do you read books about now? Just like cats and stuff?
No, like self-help books.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those, I always think that's a good idea and I'm like, oh, it's just so boring. I just can't get through it.
That's why I have a lot of unfinished ones.
Right.
I started them.
Got it.
But
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Wow. Graham, you are 100% right, baby. Every night. I play the podcast, erase Selena and Jessica's voice, and only play yours. Oh!
Ew! That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
I'm definitely making that a new drop.
I am sickened. Today's hottest trending.
I'm flattered. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't do this. He's already a Leo. He already thinks, like, come on.
His head's getting bigger.
Today's hottest trending is next. Grammy, what do you have?
The Golden State Warriors trade rumors heating up, you guys. One insider says the team is trying very hard to get one particular superstar to come join the team.
All right. Those details and more next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I think Zayn just took a shot at Harry Styles. So we talked earlier about Harry's ticket prices for his upcoming tour, and the numbers are just absolutely insane. So Zayn, he was performing in Vegas earlier this week, and he stopped down to say...
Okay, so I just want to say a big, big thank you to each and every single one of you for being here with me tonight. Could have been anywhere, but you decided to spend your night with me. Hopefully the ticket prices weren't too high.
And he said that smiling. Like, it's clearly about Harry Styles, because everyone was complaining about how his ticket prices are way too high. So now Zayn taking shots at Harry. Yesterday we talked about Harry beefing with Louis Tomlinson. Like, there's never going to be a full One Direction reunion at this point. Everybody is beefing with Harry.
Yep.
Or Harry's beefing with everyone. One or the other. I don't know.
I can't keep track of who's who in that group.
Really?
They all look the same.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Zayn's the only one that looked different, right? He had kind of his own, like, sort of unique look.
I feel like Zayn has always had, like, the bad boy look going on. But I feel like they all look very different.
Oh.
I feel like you just don't know all the guys in the group.
There's also that.
I think it's that. Chrissy Teigen has fallen off the wagon, but then got back on it. Do you remember when she shared in 2020 that she had quit drinking because she was tired of making herself look stupid and just saying these stupid things?
And being mean and awful to people.
Yeah. So apparently at some point she relapsed, and it started with her wanting to drink, but in a mindful way, like a glass of wine at dinner or a toast on birthdays.
I only mindfully drink.
But that snowballed into drinking more and more. And she says not like the sloppy kind, but the kind where she just like couldn't drive on a whim if she had to go to the grocery store or something like that. And she started to feel really guilty. So that, combined with her landing the gig on Star Search on Netflix, prompted her to stop. Because she says, I don't want to do this show and then I have like alcohol in my dressing room. Like, I just don't want to put myself through that. So she says now she is 52 days sober. So good for her.
Good for her.
Have you guys watched any Star Search?
I saw a clip that was actually about Chrissy Teigen. I haven't watched the actual show.
How is even the clip? I haven't seen any clips. Every day when I go to my Netflix, I see it there, and I just refuse to watch. I just can't bring myself to watch it.
I want to watch because, and I feel bad that I haven't, because our buddy Hollywood, who used to be on the Doghouse Morning Show here on 94.9 many years ago, his son is competing on there.
No way!
A dance group, and I keep telling him that I'm going on there and voting for him. I think their group's called Movement 55. I hope I'm saying that right. I feel so bad, but I want to hype them up. And if people are watching, please go vote for them. Because
now I feel like I have to watch the show.
Apparently, they're like super, super talented.
For him,
like,
I will.
It sounds really cool, and that it is like live voting. You can be voting, you know, while the show's playing. And it's on my to-do list. It was on my to-do list
Add
this weekend.
Added to the watch list.
We had a lot going on this week, but I am going to be tuning in going forward because I want to support.
But Jess, how was the clip that you saw? What was it?
The clip that I saw, it was Jelly Roll, because he's another one of the judges on there. He went on like a little bit of a speech talking to one of the contestants about God. And as he's like, you know, sharing this message, you see Chrissy Teigen in the back, and her facial expressions just seem so uninterested. Like, people were like, wow, her face says it all. Like, people were calling her not so nice words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. It's good. That's kind of what I would expect, I think. It's Chrissy Teigen.
Sounds about right.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, everybody. It's time for you to learn how to start pronouncing the name Giannis Antetokounmpo, because he might become the newest Golden State Warrior. Giannis has made a public trade demand from the Milwaukee Bucks. We know the Warriors, they've been searching for a new star to fill the hole left in their roster by Jimmy Butler's season-ending injury, as well as move their own disgruntled player who wants to get traded in Jonathan Kuminga. According to ESPN's Anthony Slater, the Warriors have discussed with the Bucks putting a very substantial trade offer together on the table, including as many as 5 future first-round picks. That's crazy. But the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, is an incredible once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-lifetime talent. And the February 5th trade deadline in the NBA is rapidly approaching, and Warriors fans are saying a prayer for something, because otherwise, without making a move, it seems like the Warriors are destined to have one of these middle-of-the-road seasons. And everybody knows that Steph Curry, as he's gotten older, and look, he hasn't, he's still one of the best players, you know, in the NBA currently, despite getting older. But that window to win championships with him starts closing very rapidly. So it's sort of a...
So we need Giannis.
This would be a win now move and mortgage the future, which if it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, then you kind of screw the team over for an extended period of time. But again, Steph Curry being Steph Curry and what he means to the... to the organization, to the Bay Area as a whole. I don't know. I'd say leverage the future and just make it happen. There are a lot of local Bay Area sports reporters and stuff that would say otherwise. Like, don't mortgage the future just to get one player. I don't know. I've said put all your cards on the table.
Yeah, that seems like a problem for another day. Let's try to get him.
Let's try to win now. Let's try to win now. The Greek Freak.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so earlier we were talking about how 38% of women who read steamy novels admitted to fantasizing about the leading man in these novels while they're in bed with their partner.
A friend of mine and her husband had to go to marriage counseling because he found out that she reads romance novels, well, steamy romance novels, and he felt like she was trying to tell him that she didn't think he was enough for her. I still laugh about it to this day because it was just a miscommunication because he just would not listen, but... just wow.
Oh my God. Wow.
Okay, let's think about that, because it does seem something like something kind of silly to have to go to marriage counseling over. But Selena, let's just flip it. Say your man constantly reading these steamy novels about it, and you can tell at night when he's laying there dreaming that he's thinking it, because he's shouting out these characters' names in his sleep. Would this be something that would drive you to some sort of actual issue where, we got to go to therapy to talk this out?
I don't think so. Read on.
So he's just, you just hear him in the other room reading, and he's just like,
if he wants to read, he can read whatever he wants.
Jess, let me ask you the same question. Your man constantly tucking himself into, a quiet space, cuddling up to read his favorite steamy novel, and all you hear coming out of that room is,
Graham, stop playing.
I'm taking his novels away. I'm sorry.
Really?
Really? You'd have an issue with it.
You'd have an intervention.
Well, I wouldn't want him to be saying somebody else's name. That'd be weird.
What about just him? This is what he reads every night. Is it going to make you feel less then?
Oh, if that's what he reads every night, then that's fine. But just don't be saying somebody else's name.
But you can't control your dreams.
You can't. It's out of your control.
Yeah, but maybe you can influence them. We'll try to.
You can certainly influence them.
Right.
Can't control them.
And Graham, would that bother you?
I mean, if it was like became an obsession where it was interfering with our day-to-day relationship, it would.
Interesting. Very interesting. Can we shout out Starter?
A Starter what?
Starter. They're like a clothing brand.
Oh, Starter.
Starter. Ooh. Yes. Okay, look, the Super Bowl obviously is coming up. It's all anybody is talking about. And you want to make sure that you're getting actual merch. Not one of these knockoffs, not one of the things that you can buy like on a street corner. Those are starting to pop up everywhere.
Some of the legit stuff from one of the best brands of all time.
There is going to be a pop-up that's opening up on this upcoming Wednesday, February 4th. Now, this is an official Starter NFL shop like collab. You can get official Super Bowl gear and, stuff for your favorite team, too. They're going to have stuff from the 49ers there. And listen up.
Okay.
Bad Bunny Starter merch.
Really?
It's so cute. Yes. It's so cute, the Bad Bunny merch.
There's going to be a limited Bad Bunny drop that you can only buy here
at that pop-up.
Yes. So it's going to be remember this address, 217 Powell Street, Union Square. It's next to the Starbucks right there.
I know right where that is.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course.
Well, then you should go get some Bad Bunny merch, and while you're there, get some for us too.
Yeah.
Probably hoard it for myself, but great idea.
So that's the pop-up shop, and then they're going to have a booth at the NFL Fan Experience at the Moscone Center, and that opens up this weekend.
Are we going to be going to that next week, by the way? Everyone is talking about this fan experience. It sounds like it's really cool, and they're doing different events and things every day. Jess, your man's probably chomping at the bit to go to something like this, right?
Yep.
He loves football.
I know for a fact that we're going to go one of the days. I don't remember exactly which day it is because there's so much going on, but I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
I feel like we have to go to something. Like, you can't have like the biggest event in sports come to the Bay and we don't go to a single event.
I'm mildly overwhelmed by all the different concerts and events and all the stuff. And right now, I've selected zero of the things to officially go to. I'm like, I gotta everything's been so busy lately. I'm like, I need to look at the list and actually pick out the things that I want to go to.
Yeah, I wish somebody would break it down by night or day. This is what's happening.
And right by now, location, it's just all over the place. And there's so much going on. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff already starting, and then. Starting particularly this weekend and then going through all
next week. Everybody brace yourself for the traffic and the road closures that are already starting to happen.
Yeah, they say it's going to be careful. It's going to be busy.
Yeah, very busy. All right, here's Olivia Dean with So Easy. It's Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.